Hello guys, welcome back to SciTech Podcast. This is Charu Kalra and today I'm going to tell you about MS Excel. This section is for users with no knowledge of Excel. Microsoft Excel is one of the most used software applications of all time. Hundreds of millions of people around the world use Microsoft Excel. You can use Excel to enter all sorts of data in performance, financial, mathematical or statistical calculations. A range in Excel is a collection of two or more cells. This chapter gives an overview of some very important range operations. A formula is an expression which calculates the value of a cell. Functions are predefined formulas and are already available in Excel. Now let's learn about some basics. This section explains the basics of Excel. Ribbon. Excel selects the ribbon's home tab. When you open it, learn how to collapse and customize the ribbon. A workbook is another word for your Excel file. When you start Excel, click blank workbook to create an Excel workbook from scratch. A worksheet is a collection of cells where you keep and manipulate the data. Each Excel workbook can contain multiple worksheets. Format cell. When we format cell in Excel, we change the appearance of a number without changing the number itself. Instead of creating an Excel workbook from scratch, you can create a workbook-based template. There are many free templates available waiting to be used. And data validation in Excel is to make sure that user enters certain value into a cell. You can also share Excel data with Word document and other files. Also, you can encrypt an Excel file with a password so that it requires a password to open it. Now let's learn about some basic functions in Excel. Count and sum. The most used function in Excel are the function that counts sum. You can count and sum based on one criteria or multiple criteria. Logical function contain if, and, or, not. Then there is cell reference function and date in time. To enter a date in Excel, use the forward slash or hyphen character. To enter a time, use the colon. You can also enter a date and a time in one cell. Excel has many functions to offer when it comes to manipulating text string. Then it comes to lookup and reference functions such as VLOOKUP, HLOOKUP, MATCH, INDEX, and CHOOSE. Excel have some financial statistical function. Also a round function which includes round, roundup, and round down. Now a formula errors which helps you to deal with some common formula errors in Excel. In array formulas function, single cell array formulas perform multiple calculations in one cell. Now let's come to data analysis. This section illustrates the powerful features Excel has to offer to analyze data. Sort. You can sort your Excel data on one column or multiple columns. You can sort in ascending and descending order. In filter, you can filter your Excel data if you want to display records that meet certain criteria. Conditional formatting in Excel enables you to highlight cells with a certain color depending on the cell's value. Charts. A simple Excel chart can say more than a sheet full of numbers. As you'll see, creating chart is very easy. Now let's discuss about pivot tables. Pivot tables are one of the Excel's most powerful features. A pivot table allows you to extract the significance from a large, detailed data set. Tables. Tables allow you to analyze your data in Excel very quickly and easily. What if analysis in Excel allows you to try out different values for formulas? Excel includes a tool called Solver that uses technique from the operation research to find optimal solution of all kind of discussion problem. The analysis tool pack in Excel add-in program that provides data analysis tools for financial, statistical and engineering data analysis. So that's all for now guys. We'll discuss about VBA, which means Visual Basics for Application, in the next section. Peace out for now.